Okay, next hour we'll take your phone calls with Nick Redfern as we talk about one of Ian Punnett's favorite subjects, cryptozoology. Hey, Ian, double duty this weekend, huh?
Exactly. Oh, thank you. Were you watching any of the soccer action?
Yeah, I did in glimpses, but I'm more fascinated with Paul the Octopus.
Yeah.
He's picked Spain over the Netherlands, and he's not wrong. So, you know, off we go.
Well, it was one of those little main surprises. We walk in the house, it looked like one great big room, and then you could break it up like that, and each one could have its own separate heat. And I think, wow, that's, you know, that's, I thought, is this kid ever going to get a driveway? And that depends. Did he threaten the Hoover? You know, has he not put away the dishes? And a lot of people keep doing, keeping their shirt off, any reason at all to get it off.
Exactly.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger cone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, hey freaks, welcome to Distorted View Daily. My name is Timmy Boo.
All right, shout out Timmy Boo. What it do?
That's what the blacks call me. Got a great program for you as we kick off a new week of shows here. To whet your appetite is a man blowing his wad in a bitch's mouth.
Get down. Open your mouth.
He sort of sounds like a cop. Like, you know, get down now.
Get down. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Oh, smell your tongue.
So juicy. We'll have more male orgasms for you in just a moment. But before that, Brandon is back. More accurately, Brandon's mom is back yelling at Brandon. Brandon records his mom whenever she starts screaming at him. And it's great because this woman cannot keep calm. She can't manage her anger, which is hilarious to me because she's a therapist. Here she is. This is a very short clip. Brandon says that she's been very angry lately, so hopefully we'll have some more clips. But I love anything from Brandon's mom, so here she is flipping out a little bit.
I washed your clothes.
This is fun.
Okay.
I said clean the bathroom. I cleaned the downstairs bathroom. Shut up!
He's like, I want you to clean the bathroom! And the daughter's like, I cleaned the downstairs bathroom. Shut up!
Shut up! I said clean the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I see a messy as shit bathroom.
Mm.
Keep it clean.
Hey, Brandon, what the fuck is wrong with your mom? Why is she always coughing like that? Is it because she yells so much? Or is she a smoker? She just
keep
sick?
I want everything off of there. I want everything in the place it goes. I want shit off the floor.
All right. I love hearing from Brandon's mom. There she's coughing again. Give that bitch a lozenge or something. By the way, keep those audio clips coming, Brandon. Really appreciate it. All right, let's get back to the hot orgasming action. Here is a... This is a... Yeah, he's coming. Kind of. He's wrapped in saran wrap or something. This is a very strange video. It's like a compilation of like, just... I think it's the same guy coming over and over with the help of a lady. Giving him a hand job. It's like a monk chanting. Gregorian monks. All right, let me just fast forward here and find another one. Oops. Yes, very good, very good. It goes on for like 10 minutes. Painful. He's switching gears, I think. He's crying. Feels so good, he just has to bawl his eyes out. Oh. think he's had enough. We need to cut him off. All right, there you go. Got one more sex clip for you. This is a black guy with a ginormous penis trying to jam it in a white broad's face. Can she take it?
No hands. I just want your nice, pretty little white mouth on that fucking nigga dick.
Oh, it's nigga dick. Otherwise, it's racist.
No hands. I just want your nice, pretty little white mouth on that fucking nigga dick.
A black listener called into the program and set me straight on how I should use the word nigga and avoid nigger.
Keep that nigga dick in your mouth, baby.
Oh, I think he said nigga there.
Keep that nigga dick in your mouth, baby.
So.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Juicy.
Oh, yeah. Rub those nuts. Rub those fucking nuts, baby. That's it, baby. Oh, God, yes. Holy shit, she's doing the Tibetan nut rub technique.
Not familiar with that one. I mean, the poor girl can't even get the goddamn cock head in her mouth. It's so
Baba, put that shit like she got some chewing shit. Yeah? She's on the fucking farm.
You want to chew some nigga cock?
Some fucking old red tobacco right there. Some skull,
hey,
baby.
But guess what? After you do that, then you gotta...
Spit!
Spit!
Yeah. Knew it. They're all having lots of fun. This video has me...
Crying for nigga dick.
Crying for nigga dick.
Crying for nigga dick.
Yeah.
Favorite line from that clip.
Crying for nigga dick.
Yeah.
Moving on, away from nigga dicks and jism. Christopher, a sideshow freak, sent in the following link. This is a website that features 31 songs, all written, composed, and performed by one person. This is my 31-song rock opera about a man, an ogre, in outer space. Yes, it's a rock opera. The album is divided into two sections, The Ogre King and Space. At first, I thought this was a joke, but why would you go through the trouble of producing 31 songs of shit? If you were not serious. Howard, our hero, is kicked out of his hometown, and the only place that will accept him is Ogre Town. Sure, makes sense. However, he must complete one task to be accepted, end the feud between the mayor and the Ogre King. Howard befriends the Ogre King and teaches him how to deal with humans. After completing his task, the mayor does him a favor and sends him on a space mission. That's the second part of the opera, the space section. The space capsule is lost during the mission, leaving Howard to survive by eating his co-astronauts. He is found by aliens and brought to the planet Altair 4, a space paradise. He fucked things up there and is banished back to Earth. And that's how the rock opera ends. Let's just listen to the intro. This is... Do You Think It's All Right?
To meet the dog with Uncle Howard. Do you think it's alright? He's had a few too many.
Yes, I think it's alright. I think it's alright.
Okay. This is a song called Howard Must Leave, apparently when he is banished from his hometown.
Why?
Move on to another song. This is called Welcome to Ogre Town. Got an ogre-ish vibe to it.
Welcome to my place, let me see your face. Welcome to my land, hope you are a fan.
What? I can't understand anything this guy is singing. We'll try one more song here and then we're aborting.
Peaceful here? Is it the atmosphere or the lack of beer? What is it about Altair 4? Is it a rumor or is it the lack of war? Is it very nice here, but I could use some of my advice?
Oh my god.
Everyone could use a little bit of pawn and robo abuse, but it's not like that.
All this kid has to be autistic or something.
You can see there is no heaven above or hell below. This place is an allegory, and I think it's purgatory.
Ooh.
But I can live and get buried in some little sieve.
There they go. Just
Trump
a few
solo.
Announcing the Trump solo. All right, there you go. A few pieces from the Ogre King rock opera. What's a rock opera? Despite having nothing to do whatsoever with sex, that last clip inexplicably had me...
Crying for nigger dick.
Yeah.
I don't know
why. Hold your heels.
For some reason, I'm just in a nigger dick kind of mood. Finally, before we get into the news today, Paul from St. Paul emailed me. He says, Jugo Tim, you'll never believe this, but at a garage sale, I bought an old tape, sight unseen, hoping to get some good 1960s fisting porn audio. Damn, it turned out to be just an interview you did with William F. Buckley Jr. on Firing Line back in 1966. It's 5 minutes long, but what the hell? I thought you might like to take a trip down memory lane. I was negative 14. Of course, that's a dead end in both directions for you. All right, knowing your memory, you probably don't even recall doing this interview. That's very true. Let's take a listen to this episode of Firing Line with William F. Buckley featuring me.
Firing Line with William F. Buckley Jr. Tonight, the Playboy Philosophy.
There is such a thing as a Playboy philosophy, of which he is the prophet.
Jugo?
The philosophy made its debut approximately 4 years ago, and to the surprise of everyone and the horror of some, still continues by issue after issue, and it is his views on sex.
Yes.
That are especially controversial.
Right on, sister.
I should like to ask him, just to begin with, whether he rejects conventional Judeo-Christian codes of sexual behavior.
It's probably the saddest, lowest, most incomprehensible moment in the history of Christianity.
Well, the Judeo-Christian code obviously...
God is one sick son of a bitch. I think all this power has gone to God's head.
But I'm not talking about whether or not you reject Cotton Mather's accretions on the Mosaic Law, but whether you reject the Mosaic Law.
Fucking Jews. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world.
Do you reject, for instance, monogamy? Do you reject the notion of sexual continence before marriage? yourself, that is to say, you as a philosopher of the new ideal of sexual liberation.
If there's one thing I know, it's that guys love to watch girls being degraded verbally, physically, seemingly, whatever.
Well, gentlemen, may we continue in just a moment after this brief interruption.
I had the time of my life. Now I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear it's the truth. And I owe it all to you.
Cause
I'm not gonna jerk you off.
Well,
you will blow me first.
Well, if you do in fact reject what
you
is
fucking pedo bastard
commonly known as the Christian code or the religious code, why do you take the position that the Playboy philosophy is really, in a sense, non-controversial? That it is sort of congruent with the new reality. If in fact you have rewritten the ancient theological tablets.
Thou shall not Facebook.
Oughtn't you to claim some kind of a moral authority to do so?
Oh,
and if so, what is that
sake.
Moral authority? Is it only your own intuition, or what is it?
Let your haters be your motivators.
How so?
Okay, I got it. I'm sorry. Apparently, I'm a complete idiot.
Well, I know that that is your view, but I think what is interesting
is
your authority for stating it. I'm not suggesting that you don't have the right to promulgate your own point of view.
Oh, I beg to differ.
I'm simply suggesting that it is rather unusual to see
two Asian bitches who eat shit cones.
You, as you describe your philosophy, express a sense of shock.
Oh my God!
A moral exegete during the preceding 2,000 years should have had the nerve to disagree with you.
God damn it, we are a sad fucking nation of pussies. We really are. I mean, come on.
Well, but do you, as a matter of fact, tend to take the position in which you would not be unique that any moral laws that don't, in fact, reflect human behavior are themselves philosophically suspect.
It's also opened yet another door through which Lucifer and his minions can enter and corrupt men's souls.
It is, I think, important for the record to establish that you are seeking, in effect, to annul the traditional code about what is proper sexual behavior. But let me ask you this.
By the way, some rape victims would not have been raped if they had dressed properly. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it will be your fault.
No, I recognize you're right, and I specifically...
There you go.
Well,
burn your fucking house down.
You're
a fucktard. With no talent, no abilities, nothing to say, and an annoying voice. You're one of Satan's whores.
It seems to me, though, that the flavor of your protracted...
You just made me instantly hard.
What I'm here to question is your credentials as a serious moral teacher.
Uh-oh, you gonna get raped.
I think at that point he got up and just walked away. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Again, thank you very much, Paul from St. Paul, for producing that piece of stupidity. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, we'll have an extended show. If you want to catch it, sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I think we've talked about this guy before. He was featured in a BBC documentary I played clips of. Edward Smith, who lives with his current girlfriend, that girlfriend happens to be a white Volkswagen Beetle named Vanilla, insisted that he was not sick and had no desire to change his ways. I appreciate beauty, and I go a little bit beyond appreciating the beauty of my car. He fucks his car. That's going way beyond appreciating it. Only to the point of where I feel it's an expression of love, he said. Maybe I'm a little bit off the wall. Understatement. But when I see movies like Herbie and Knight Rider, where cars become lovable, huggable characters, it's just wonderful. I'm a romantic, he adds. I write poetry about cars. Oh, I wonder if he writes, like, erotica about cars. Upcoming Sextastic Tuesday story. Yes, I write poetry about... That's your mission, guys. Try to find some Airwolf or Knight Rider porn, where, like, the guy, you know, fucking the helicopter. All right, yes, I write poetry about cars. I sing to them and talk to them just like a girlfriend. I know what's in my heart, and I have no desire to change. He added, I'm not sick. Well, it's debatable. And I don't want to hurt anyone. Cars are just my preference. Mr. Smith, 57, first had sex with a car at the age of 15 and claims he has never been attracted to women or men. I would like some details about the logistics of having sex with the car. Was he fucking the exhaust pipe or something? His wandering eye has spread beyond cars to other vehicles. He says that his most intense sexual experience was making love to the helicopter from the 1980s TV hit show Airwolf. Yes, and that was talked about in the documentary, where he was able to see this Airwolf helicopter in person, was able to be left alone with it for like 5 or 10 minutes, and he just fucking went to town raping that bitch. All right, as well as Vanilla, he regularly spends time with his other vehicles, a 1973 GT named Cinnamon, and a 1993 Ford Ranger Splash named Ginger. Before Vanilla, he had a 5-year relationship with Victoria, a 1969 Volkswagen Beetle he bought from a family of Jehovah's Witnesses. But he confesses that many of the cars he has had sex with have belonged to strangers or car showrooms. His last relationship with a woman was 12 years ago, and he could not bring himself to consummate it, although he did have sex with girls in his younger days. Mr. Smith from Washington State kept quiet about his secret fetish for years, but agreed to be interviewed as part of a Channel 5 documentary into mechaphilia. That's the documentary I was referring to. He is shown meeting with other enthusiasts at a rally in California. Talking about how his unusual passion developed, Mr. Smith said, "It's something that grew as a part of me when I was a kid, and I could not shake it. I just love cute cars right from the beginning, but over the years it got stronger once I got into my teenage years and was my first having sexual urges." I don't fully understand it myself, except that I know I'm not hurting anyone, and I don't intend to. He adds, there are moments way out in the middle of nowhere when I see a little car parked, and I swear it needs loving. It's come all across its windshield, just begging for it. There have been certain cars that attracted me, and I would wait until nighttime, creep up to them, and just hug and kiss them. As far as women go, they never really interested me. And no, I'm not gay. Mr. Smith is now part of a global community of more than 500 car lovers brought together by internet forums. This fucking internet is going to be the end of us. It's the worst thing to happen to this species.
Happy New Year, biatch. Lulz.
Cell phones and texting are up there, too. All right, second story we have for you today. $56 for a box of condoms. Size matters. I refer to the size of your wallet when it comes to Naked condoms. Naked is one of the most upscale brands in the growing business of luxury prophylactics. It's like draping your cock with silk dipped in butter. The global condom market is estimated to generate $3 billion annually, with Americans responsible for roughly $500 million of that total, which sounds like a lot, but really isn't, considering that only one in three sex acts among single Americans involve a condom. Ideally, that means, in both public health and pure business terms, that there's a lot of room to grow. Yes, you should really firm up your business there. All right. In the last few years, a number of companies have sprouted up seeking to cater to the luxury condom buyer. Among them, the original condom company, Sir Richard's Condom Company, and Proper Attire. But Naked is by far the most luxurious, or costly, depending on your point of view. A 12-pack of Naked condoms retails for a whopping $56. Comes out to $5 per condom. By comparison, a 12-pack of Trojans retails for $12 on average, or $1 per Jimmy hat. Using data from a Kinsey Institute study that estimates that 18 to 29-year-olds have sex on average 112 times per year, holy Christ, I have some catching up to do. Someone help me out. Yes, 112 times a year. That means it would cost... I'm amazed and saddened by that figure. That means it would cost $520 to protect yourself with Naked condoms, as opposed to roughly $112 for the same number of Trojans. While the majority of condom buyers are married women with children, which in practical terms means suburban moms looking not to get pregnant, Naked's target consumers are, in the words of CEO Judd Ireland, edgy, hip, and rich men and women. Think hedge funders and fashionistas who meet over cocktails at the Soho House in New York. What? I don't know what the fuck that means. I'm not a part of that world. I meet most of my fuck buddies near the layaway counter at local area Kmart. I don't know why. That counter just reeks of desperation sex. I pounce on that. Age, gender, appearance... None of that matters to me. When Ireland is asked why people should buy Naked condoms over Trojans, he hands the phone to his sister, Marie, who responds on cue, because I'd rather have sex with someone who has a Naked condom than a Trojan. The guy looks better, I think. Ireland's sister's aesthetic preference notwithstanding, there are actual design aspects that set Naked condoms apart. Naked condoms use latex that is thinner and softer than the latex used in other brands. They feature hypoallergenic lubrication that is 10 times slicker and more expensive than the standard lube, and an easy-tear wrapper with 6 layers of foil that took the company 3 years to develop. And the packaging, Ireland says, is elegant enough to double as nightstand decor. The biggest difference, however, is in Naked's patented Pleasure Fit design. Around 85% of males have a penile width of roughly 52 millimeters. In order to get a custom fit for each user, Naked condoms comes in widths between 47 to 57 millimeters and lengths between 170 to 210 millimeters. Knowing that, Ireland definitely massages the male psyche by only having 3 sizes. They're standard, large, and extra large. Or small, medium, and large. Although, I would name the extra large size...
Crying for nigger dick.
Yes, crying for nigger dick. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Iowa. A North Liberty woman faces charges after police said a Johnson County Sheriff's deputy found a container filled with marijuana in her vagina. She had a Rubbermaid container filled with pot. Denia Nicole Humphreys, 32, was charged with possession of contraband in a correctional facility and possession of marijuana. A sheriff's deputy found the marijuana-filled container while Humphreys was being booked at about 10 p.m. into the Johnson County Jail. Humphreys was arrested for drunk driving at around 7:10 p.m. A passenger in the car admitted he had marijuana on him and had just shared a joint with Humphreys before they were pulled over. A drug test confirmed she was under the influence of marijuana. Humphreys remained in the Johnson County Jail on an $8,000 cash-only bond. I would like more information about this container. How big was it? Did it have a lid? Was it Tupperware or Corning? I want to know what this bitch could shove up her cunt, quite frankly. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Tim. This is Boss Pussy Jones. You're the highlight of my day when I'm over at the Facebook. Not with some shit that I've been eyeing, nothing just near Puss Life. I'm on links and stuff. But no, it's one of celebrities. I write something about Juan, his comments or put likes. You know, celebrity like Roy Killer War and Corey and Rainbow 14. But like you say, those are like the real celebrities.
They really are.
Speaking of chicks,
I need to get Roy Killer War back on the program. He just posted a something new on his Facebook wall talking about how he had a client coming over in a couple minutes. You know, he's a male prostitute.
It's a review network.
Watch out. Better shoot up some crystal meth in his asshole.
Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
Yes.
Mandy. I think I'm in love. But don't worry, Tim. I only have eyes for you.
Not entirely sure what this guy's talking about, but I think he wants to join the Pussy Posse and then professed his love to me.
Hey, Boo, Pussy Party! Right here, it's us.
Wait, why can't I understand what anyone is talking about today?
Hey, Boo, Pussy Party! Right here, it's Scotia from Thunder Bay.
Hi, Scotia.
I just saw the most awesome thing ever. These two black people in Thunder Bay, which is kind of rare. We're pretty white up here. And they had a shopping cart full of monkeys and bananas and just very, very TND.
Monkeys.
It's awesome. And now they can't find their car, which is even funnier, so I get to watch it more.
Someone sent me a link to Chumans. It's a Wikipedia page. I didn't know this existed, but Chumans, or Humanzees, or Manpanzees, or something, is a hypothetical chimpanzee-human hybrid because, you know, we share like 95% of our DNAs, and so theoretically it's possible to create some sort of monstrosity monkey human thing. And so I was reading about this, and it's on Wikipedia, so it's got to be true. And then they started talking about this chimp who supposedly was a crossover thing called his name was Oliver, and he could walk upright and everything. And he kind of looked human, and there's videos of him. I guess they did research and they found out that no, he's just a monkey chimp or whatever. He is a weird-looking thing, though. Ape, or whatever they are.
Hi,
or chimps. Ape or monkeys. I can't remember.
Hi, Tim. It's Carrie from Louisiana.
What are you, drunk or high
I
or depressed?
You know that I have a fucking flu.
Oh, flu.
And I'm going to puke for you because I love you so fucking much.
Awesome. She's getting ready. Come on, puke, bitch. Puke!
And so I have to puke, and I feel like shit, and...
Do it!
I just thought it would only be fair that, you know, you shared in the whole event.
So, I'm honored.
And also the freak shared in the whole event.
Here we go.
So I'm gonna puke here pretty quick. Like right now.
Yes! There's more. There's gotta be more.
It's very gross.
Usually when there's one, there's a second. Yeah, there, there it is. Oh, that girl.
Oh, my God. And I think I might have one more in there.
All of my female listeners are so ladylike. Demure.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Oh, my God.
Can we get a fourth one in? No, that's it.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Well, anyway, Jagoo
to you.
Tim, what's happening? It's Mr. Tambourine Man from Los Angeles, California. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I'm sure you figured it out by now. This is on the sixth show. You're playing that YouTube fucktard chick performance art. At the end, she wasn't having a heavy birtation. She was actually spelling the word aura in French. Yes, that's aura in French. Anyways, keep up the good work, dude, and love the show. Later.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Chico, Timmy, this is Tyler in San Diego. But I was just listening to the Tuesday program. Tuesday, May 10th, in case you get to this later.
Of course.
Which is most likely. And if anybody had any doubt that you were a careless fairy, teeming homo, pissy boy.
But I do.
The fact that you admitted to having a Tamagotchi, bringing it to school and being proud of it after they had loved it in your school, that's kind of like the nail in the coffin for the Timmy is Gay movie.
Oh, come on.
So, yeah.
That's nothing.
Good job, Team Gay. You got 10.
So it was back in, like, what, 96 or 97 or something? Come on.
Chagoo, Timothy. This is Zach from Florida. Kind of chilling before I have to go into work for, like, fucking 8 hours to, like, 1 o'clock in the morning tonight. And I just came to one of the top 5 reasons why Florida is our most fucked up state. And it's because we so frequently have random spurts of pouring rain in the middle of broad daylight and perfect sunshine, sir. We call them sun showers down here, but really it's just God telling us that he hates us for no fucking reason whatsoever.
God is just weeping for you.
Scoo, Tim, this is Rob from Cleveland, SideShow member and long-time listener. I'm reading here, not reading, listening to your Sex Facts of Tuesday here at May 11th. So you'll probably get this sometime after my birthday in July. Anyway, I think I
do like it when callers try to guess when their message is going to be played.
I cracked code. Okay. You seem to lose your shit whenever you're reading about somebody farting.
Really?
Fantastic Tuesday. So you can do one of two.
That's
things.
When I crack, when farting?
One, quit reading about people farting and get through the story. Or two, read a lot more about people farting, lose your shit, and...
All right, so here's your homework, because tomorrow I would like to do a new Sextastic Tuesday. Go out, try to find some good fart porn for me, or, what did I say earlier? Helicopter porn.
And, yeah.
Like a fart
I like it when you laugh, because then I start laughing, and
mecophilia.
I'm sure I'm not the only one that loses our shit when you lose your shit.
Well, thank you very much for that observation.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to talk about. I'll keep listening to the show, keep doing what you do, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, thank you very much. Rob from Cleveland.
Yeah.
I can't believe we never hung out, because he lived in Cleveland for the longest time.
I want to rate the world possible.
Wait, you're going to what? To my what?
I want to rate the world possible.
Oh, rape my pause hole. Okay.
Man eating you.
Uh-huh.
Take it out.
I love all these terms and phrases that become commonplace on the show.
Are you sorry?
What other program has people quoting rape my pause hole on it? Stupid. All right. So proud of that.
Hey, Timothy. It's a little power bank again. I was just, I'm a little behind on shows, just listening to the,
I wonder if that domain is available, rapemypawshole.com.
6th episode, and I was listening to the man who is obsessed with the word nigger, and I realized he missed out a very, very important word, a variation of the word nigger, and that is niggersplosion. A niggersplosion is when there's a large amount of black people appearing in a small area in a short amount of time. I added this word to Urban Dictionary several years ago. It is very real, and is very serious. I just thought you should know about that. Maybe we should correct him, make a response video. So, yeah. Jagoo, Timothy.
What happens when there's a large group of niggas together, kind of like a nigger explosion, but then a fight breaks out? It's like a nuclear nigger. It went nigular, is what it did. There's another one for you, nigular. A nigular nigsplosion. Very racist. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. It's going to be a new one that catches on, huh? Nigular. Subscribe. Where am I at? Yes, show@distortedview.com is our email address. Don't forget to voicemail in 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God?
Crime for nigga dick.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. STD, baby. If you're not yet side your freak, sign up right now. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Take it easy.
Like a little retarded boy putting on his own hat and coat for the first time.